read me romance, read, read me romance, read me romance, read, read me romance. You could take a look in a book, that's fine, or you could sit back, relax and unwind and read me romance, read, read me romance. Today's Read Me Romance is brought to you by Ketchup. Can we all just agree that doing laundry is bullshit and stop judging each other on our ketchup stains?
Welcome back to another episode of Read Me Romance. It's me, Mel, the Riley Hap. I'm still all alone for the rest of today. It's my last day tomorrow. Tessa and Leah will be back with me. I know you guys are excited to get into this one because it's about to go to Pound Town. But I did want to mention a few things that I hadn't said so far, and I completely slipped my mind, even though you guys should know by now that there is a giveaway up, and Tessa is giving away a signed set of her Academy series and some Read Me Romance swag. So make sure you go ahead and hop in the description notes and make sure you enter in there. Along with that, I wanted to touch base with some of our KU readers out there. I know some of you are religious about that. So I wanted to make sure that you do know that Tessa has a chunk of books on there. There's Mouth to Mouth, which I'm pretty sure she's going to end up doing a podcast book about. I could be wrong, but I think she also has a book called Follow is on there. And The Major's Welcome Home is in KU as well. It is a shorter book, kind of like a Lexa Riley style. I do know that it has some daddy kink in there for those of you who like that. But I'm going to go ahead and send you right on in so you guys can get this dirty fix you've been dying for all week. So enjoy.
Chapter 4, Jeremiah. I don't know a lot about women or friendship, but I'm pretty sure Birdie isn't kissing me like a buddy. And thank God for that. I can't help wanting to be every last thing to this girl, including her friend, but I don't want our relationship to end there. As she goes up on her tiptoes and couches my swelling cock between our bellies, relief collides with my lust. No, she wants me the way a woman wants a man. But there's something in the way. I feel that too. Stop and talk to her about it, pleads a voice in the back of my head. I'm too addicted to her kisses, though, too consumed by the feeling of her body plastering itself to mine. Our size difference is so vast that one of my hands spans half of her back, my fingertips brushing the flare of her ass, and when she whimpers and rolls her hips, I allow myself to grip those tight cheeks in my hands and massage them roughly, the hem of her dress getting gathered up with the movements. And when my knuckles graze her bare backside, her eager mouth tells me it's okay to explore, to learn the texture of her bottom, then knead it and make it mine. That's what she is. Mine. There's no question when we're together. The way she looks at me when we break apart for oxygen is proof enough. She's as lost in this mental and physical attraction as I am, but she's a lot more scared to stay here indefinitely. Birdie. She presses our mouths together with a lot more ease this time, and I realize I've lifted her off the ground, leaving her feet dangling a good foot above the concrete. There's a spot behind the wall, she whispers, pressing her lips to my chin, my cheeks. Take me where no one will see what you do to me. That need to find out what's holding her back from me is still mighty, but my sexual urges have been unmet for so long. They were manageable until I met Birdie, and now I swear to God, it feels like I'm going to die if I don't bury my cock inside of her. At the very least, I need my tongue between her thighs. I just need to fulfill her so damn bad, and I need the pressure between my legs to go away. She's the only one who can do it, so I find myself forgetting the unsaid words and striding behind the wall we've been painting, groaning at the way she shifts around on my dick, her thighs rasping around my hips like a taunt. There's a thick copse of trees behind the mural wall, and she was right. There's no way to be seen here. Not with the campus deserted, everyone hiding from the rain. As I've rounded the wall, Birdie's dress has gotten wet and it clings to her now, revealing a lack of bra and her sweet, hard nipples. My body knows what it wants to do, but I've never had sex, so while I want to throw her up against the cinder block and suck her tits until she comes, I don't know if that's right or if it'll give her an orgasm. I know, she says unevenly in my ear, turning my head until we're making eye contact, her brown sugar eyes dazed, pupils dilated. I know it's your first time. Will you trust me? I'm already nodding. I just want it to be good for you. Her expression is pure exasperation. Can you not feel me shaking, Jeremiah? I'm trying to wait until you're inside me to... She buries her face in the crook of my shoulder and laughs. Maybe I should keep you in the dark about how hot you make me. My balls tighten at that admission. Why would you do that? You might start wielding yourself like a weapon. She says, moaning when I use my hold on her ass to grind her lower body against mine. And that's not very friendly, friend. My confidence grows with every word out of her mouth. The blood pumps in my veins as I scrape my teeth up the side of her neck. Friends don't fuck in public during a rainstorm? I punch my hips up once, twice. That's too bad. I guess we'll have to stop being friends while I'm sinking in and out of your pussy. Her thighs jerk around.
Not fair. Don't throw in dirty talk on top of everything else.
On top? I breathe against her mouth, visions of Birdie riding me filling my head. That sounds about right. Birdie must agree with me because she unhooks her legs from around my hips and slides down my body, planting both hands on my chest.
Do you care about your clothes?
I care about you a whole lot more. Her rain-dappled features go soft for a moment, then she's guiding me to the damp soil. My back presses to the wall, and Birdie straddles my lap, our mouths meeting on an urgent groan, the sound camouflaged by the rumbling storm. Yeah, all of this is urgent as hell. Her pussy is soft, giving weight pushing down on my dick, writhing up and back. And I would be letting out a string of impolite curses if my mouth wasn't kissing the sweetest mouth on the planet. I don't need to kiss a single other one to know I've found it. Right here, it's Birdie's.
I'm going to unzip your jeans, she murmurs,
easing back onto my outstretched thighs. Her teeth sink into my lower lip as she follows through, her tits rising and falling rapidly. For me. She's breathing heavy for me. I'm still in the midst of being stunned by that reality when her fist grabs around my cock and I almost come, my back arching violently.
Oh my God, that's so hot,
she says in a rush, watching me tunnel in and out of her grip.
You're so hot, so big here.
I don't believe it when she slides back even farther and leans down, swiping her tongue across the tip of my erection. My fingers bury themselves in the wet earth, the muscles in my neck straining hard to keep from shouting,
"Oh, Birdie, I need to last for you."
My body heaves. I have no control over it.
Please, oh, please.
Am I begging her to stop or keep going? I have no idea. My hips push off the ground toward her mouth, even though I'm commanding them to stop. I want to stay hard until she's satisfied, but the hot sensation of her tongue sliding down my inches, her teeth lightly catching on my ridges, I think I'd trade 10 years of my life for the pure fucking pleasure of it. Wait, no, no. Now that I've found this girl, I want to keep all the years I have left. Look at her. She knows I can't take too much of her mouth, so she's sliding back up to my lap with total lust, total understanding. Jesus Christ, how did I get this lucky?
I want you so bad,
she whispers against my mouth, her hand riding up and down the length of my cock.
Is this what you want?
How is it possible she has a single doubt that I've lost my mind over her?
I wipe my dirty hands off on my jeans and hold the sides of her face. You told me you felt something in the kitchen the night we met. I kiss her softly, rubbing our tongues together. That was me handing you my heart. You felt the weight of it. You knew. Give me yours now. The fear is still there in her gorgeous eyes. I can see it. But for the moment, she lets it go. She presses our mouths together, kissing me as I remove the condom from my wallet and cover myself with unpracticed fingers. With the rain trickling down through the trees and catching on her eyelashes, she takes me inside her tight body, slipping down to the root of my cock with tiny gasps, her fingernails breaking the skin on my shoulder straight through my shirt. Unbelievable pressure gathers in my belly, and the base of my spine twists painfully with every inch she takes.
Oh, Jeremiah.
My name comes strangled from her throat when she's fully seated, and I can't help it, can't help it. I'm already jerking her hips up and back on my lap, rolling my lower body at the same time. Oh, fuck, fuck, she feels so good, I can barely stand it. If I don't slow down, this is going to be over fast, and I don't want that. If I had my way, I'd keep myself in pain for hours just to watch her ride me, but that's not a possibility with my body speeding toward release. I plant my open mouth against her shoulder and groan her name, and she understands.
Slow.
She says shakily, reaching down to remove my death grip on her hips. I'm still levering my hips involuntarily, incapable of stopping the perfect, torturous grind of our sexes, but I'm no longer moving her like a rag doll. She takes my hands and guides them under her dress, urging them higher until my hands are cupping her tits. Her little nipples spear my palms. She goes up on her knees and circles her hips, taking my dick in degrees, and I almost lose control again. Until she whispers my name against my mouth, rubbing our foreheads together.
Slow down and think about how I feel.
I can't think of anything else. I pant, thumbing her nipples and watching her eyes roll back in her head.
You're small and hot and slippery. When I'm deep as I can go, your little pussy muscles seize up and make me want to throw you down on your back and pump myself even deeper.
Her exhale rushes over my mouth.
Tell me how you really feel.
I almost tell her I love her right then and there. How could I do anything else when she calls to my heart, head, and the basest parts of my hunger at the same time? I won't lose her by pressing too hard too soon, though. We have forever. I have to believe that. My sanity depends on it.
Please, beautiful.
I pinch her nipples lightly.
Need to get a taste of these. Yes.
As soon as permission is granted, I lift the front of her dress up to her neck, and I almost come at the sight of her pink, puckered-up nipples.
Oh, Christ, beautiful. So pretty. Fuck me while I suck on them. Please, please.
Birdie nods vigorously and arches her back, her body undulating on my lap, tempting the end of my willpower with every slick slide of her pussy up and down my erection. She moves slow, but Jesus, so effectively, forcing me to experience the way our bodies fit together, ease apart, fit together. I even hear the shift of moisture between us as I lean in and wrap my mouth as far as it will go around her right tit. Take as much as I can, sucking, leaving her covered in moisture as I flick my tongue against her nipple.
Oh, that's so good, Jeremiah. Oh, God.
My sucking mouth keeps her dress lifted while my hands drop to her ass. It bucks now, letting me know how hot it makes her when I use my mouth on her tits, so I'll do it forever. I'll suck them anytime she needs it. I'm rougher than I should be when I take hold of those writhing cheeks and lift, grind, lift, grind. Birdie releases a closed-mouth scream against my lips, and her pussy clasps me tight, her walls bearing down and giving me no choice but to thrust, thrust, humping her into the air and letting her slap back down on my lap. Over and over.
Oh, I'm going to come. There's nothing in the world that could stop me. Fuck, she's so perfect. So warm and giving and snug and belonging to me.
I've never been possessive over another human being, and maybe that's why it rises up so completely now, as if it's been waiting in the wings all along, waiting for this girl, this moment. She suctions her mouth to mine and whimpers as if she senses how badly I need to make a claim, an irreversible one. There's no holding back or watering down how I feel about Birdie. The kind of man she's woken up won't allow half measures. I barely recognize myself as I swat her backside and clamp my teeth down on her lower lip, but something clicks into place between us. It's a dramatic homecoming, and she orgasms her way through it, moaning and bearing down on my cock, her legs trembling around my hips.
Yes, Jeremiah, yes.
Yes to being my girl? She nods into my neck, gasping, her fingers twisting in my t-shirt. And I'm your man, Birdie. Not going to ask for a yes on that. It's true whether you say it or not. I'm fucking yours. I say it into her ear. I'll paint your walls and fuck your body and kick down every door in your way. Just be mine.
I'm yours.
The sweetest words I've ever known are muffled by my shoulder, but I hear them. They pass through me like a bolt of lightning and make a bonfire out of my heart. The love inside me and the pleasure riding me into the ground combine forces, and something breaks loose inside me. My lower body jolts, stomach shuddering. A bellow gathers in my throat as pleasure I didn't even know was possible takes me over in cresting waves. It hurts. It hurts the way my balls wrench up before emptying and I lose vision, my arms wrapping around Birdie to keep me grounded. Oh, violent, blissful ripples travel through the deepest parts of my manhood, and Birdie rides me through every one, whispering in my ear praise I never expected but needed. Yeah, I think I needed it.
Oh, you big, gorgeous man. So good inside me. So deep. Oh, come so hard for me, Jeremiah.
That roar I've been trying to trap inside me busts loose, and I tip my head back to let it out, yanking Birdie forward on my cock, needing to give her body that final spurt of pleasure slash pain. And then I collapse back against the wall, rain falling on my face as Birdie snuggles close on my chest, our bodies still joined, until I remember to exercise safety and shift my hips, sucking in a breath as my still-at-half-mast dick slips free. My arms close around her automatically. She sighs my name, and I can't believe I have the privilege of holding her. It takes a good few minutes for her to tense up, and I sense maybe Birdie is still fighting a battle to keep her distance from me, but I'm not going anywhere. I let her know that by rubbing circles into her back, massaging her scalp, until she falls fast asleep on top of me. Hating the idea of waking her up, I do realize we can't stay here forever. Birdie, beautiful, I murmur in her ear. Which building are you in? I want to take you home to sleep. When she sighs back her dorm location and room number amongst mutterings about beauty pageant costumes, I ease my guilt by swearing I won't show up at her dorm uninvited. Starting tomorrow, I pick Birdie up in my arms and tuck her face into my chest, using my body as a shield from the rain as I carry her back to her dorm. When I knock on her door, her roommate slaps a hand over her mouth to trap a shriek.
Is she dead?
The roommate whispers. Those words alone make my heart plummet, but I manage a tight head shake. Sleeping. Ignoring the girl's obvious trepidation, I step into the room and place Birdie on the bed covered in rumpled black sheets, knowing without confirmation that it's hers. There's a picture perched on her small nightstand depicting Birdie and two adults, one bearded man and a petite blonde woman in scuba gear. Another photo sits beside the first of Birdie and a girl who looks a lot like her, save some major differences. Birdie's eyes are quiet with a thousand thoughts behind them, and her sister is throwing herself in front of the camera like a sacrifice. For
For all their differences, it's obvious they love each other very much. In front of the picture, there's some loose change, some round-rimmed sunglasses, and a notebook with my name doodled in the margins at least 40 times. It's a wonder the pounding of my heart doesn't wake her up. She might be scared of what's happening between us, but not too scared to consider me, to think of me. I leave her sleeping to go finish the mural, then I head to my football game with a chest filled with hope and not a small amount of fear that Birdie is stubborn enough to let her fear win.
I know, wasn't that just, it was perfect. It was awesome. It was wonderful. And tomorrow you're going to get even more and you're going to melt into a pile like you are right now. So make sure you come back tomorrow. Also, you need to make sure that you're hopping in and clicking on that pre-order because you're going to get some bonus content too when the ebook goes live. So make sure you do that along with, like I said, the giveaway and checking out the other books in the series because you can meet Birdie in Runaway Girl. And it's the girl series. And the first book in that series is actually called Getaway Girl. And you can grab that up right now for 99 cents. And don't forget, it is Thursday. I always do our new release post so that you can hop on and check that out. I'll make sure that's in the description as well. But it's always on our Instagram and the quick links up top. You scroll down and it gets updated every Thursday. So you can pop in there every week and see what's going on, any new books to hold you over while you're waiting in between. And also, Getaway Girl that's on sale for 99 cents does have an audio, so you can get that and start listening right now. And that's it for today. I will see you guys, or I guess talk to you guys, tomorrow. Bye!
Read me romance. Read me romance. Read me romance. Read me romance. You could take a look in a book, that's fine. Or you could sit back, relax, and unwind and read me romance. Read me romance.